receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you also receive the ability to pray in other tongues. In today's Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland teaches on the importance of praying in the Spirit and how to receive understanding by faith.
Now let's go back to Acts chapter 1, verse 5. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Chapter 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all filled with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And I'm going to come down front. Get down here close enough, I can hear you breathe. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat on them, I like to say, and he sat on them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began. They began. This is important stuff right here. It didn't say the Holy Ghost began to speak, Tom.
No.
Didn't say that, did it? It said they were all filled and they began. They began. They began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. He didn't do the talking, but the utterance was there, whether you could feel it or not.
Amen.
It was there. Because it was inside of you all the time. David, I want to give that little demonstration. For if you bring me a glass of water, please. And I should have remembered that earlier. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Now, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Now that didn't mean that they were all speaking in those languages.
That's right.
Amen. Every man heard. Didn't say every man spoke in everybody's language.
Right.
It said they heard.
Right.
That's, oh. That's very important.
Yes, sir.
And how am I going to, I need an empty glass and a glass.
You need a pitcher. You need a pitcher, so let me go.
And a towel and a table. Oh, here we go, David. This fellow took his britches off and had it gnawed with.
No.
Hand that to David. He knows what I'm going to do with it. Just hold it here where I don't pour it all over the floor. Now this, oh yeah, Barry's got to tell that. The Holy Spirit under the first covenant. Nobody was born again. When Adam sinned, he was separated from God. So his spirit functioned as a spirit, but as a dead spirit. His contact with God was intellectual. Now, on the prophet, the priest, and the king, the Holy Spirit would come on them for service. Amen. So this was the Holy Spirit under the old covenant. All right. Now here is the Spirit coming on under the new covenant. Now, wait a minute. All we got now is born again. Now you're baptized in the Holy Spirit. The Spirit came on. Now it's my turn. Well, I got some on the floor in here. I apologize, Bill. Thanks, David. I appreciate it.
David.
Amen. That's a very graphic little illustration. But see, you were already technically in the Spirit. You were full of the Spirit.
That's right.
But He hadn't come on you yet. When you're filled, when you get born again, the Spirit of God is in you. But it hasn't overflowed. The fruit producing began when you were born again. Love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, kindness, long-suffering, patience, and so forth and so on. So, but the baptism, now it's reason it doesn't say baptism, and this is kind of technical. It really doesn't matter one way or the other. I'm picking at it so to get it firmly embedded in your thought procedures and in your imagination. I want you to see how absolutely, totally simple this is. This is not hard to receive. Amen. One thing that was extremely interesting. The tests and experiments that the Soviet government did on tongue talkers. They didn't understand it, and they don't know what it's all, and they ain't kind of about to, they were throwaway people anyway. And so they just doped them so bad that they're, and just fried their brains, man, where they're just, I mean, not just temporarily. They just made just imbeciles out of them. But if you said anything about prayer, they just started speaking in tongues. They were vibrant in the Spirit. But they could hardly speak their own name. But you start praising God, and they just shift right over into tongues and just pray and just praise. And that convinced them. And they realized we're doing something here that's stupid on our part. Because after all, these people are not drunks. They work hard. They're easy to handle. Why don't we just work them to death instead of... instead of just messing them up like this. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll just put them on that on the projects up there and building the railroads and stuff up in Siberia and all of that. Well, of course, it just started a revival wherever they went. Isn't that good? Now, I want you to understand beyond a shadow of a doubt that the accompanying experience of speaking, praying, singing, praising in a language you didn't learn is the most important thing you've ever done other than getting born again in the first place. Now, the longer I study this, and Gloria and I got baptized in the Holy Ghost 3 months after we got saved. I mean, everything we've have, and I've been praying in tongues. She has too every day since, which is 57 years ago, 56 and a half. So, and the more I study this, David and I were discussing it this evening. not just from your and my standpoint. This is very, very, very important to God. Now, I want you to be thinking about something now. God created the earth, the heaven and the earth. Then he created his man and placed him in it. And God didn't create this earth for himself. He didn't need this. But he decided to have a family. I mean, heaven. It's a nice place. And I like to put it like this. When he decided to have a family, I mean, he had, you can go to the Bible and tell that there are trillions of angels. Not hundreds and not billions, trillions of angels, or even more. But when he decided to have a family, he built on. And just built another universe so his man could have something to play around in. That's the reason there's so many uninhabited planets. We were supposed to go on from this one to those of that. That's the reason men have always wanted to get out of here and go to those other planets. It's built in us to go there. Those planets belong to us. They don't belong to God. He gave them to us. He didn't need all that. Did he? Amen. So, here's what bothers religious-minded people. They just absolutely, their toes curl up when they hear me say this. Well, that's all right, your toes will uncurl. But now listen, he gave the earth and the fullness therein to human beings. Before they fell. But God never changes. He can't go back and fix that. It's already fixed. He fixed it. And now the fix is in. And it's headed that way. We're not going to heaven. What? Not permanently. Heaven's coming to us. Amen.
Yes.
Did you ever, I know you have, and I know particularly you pastors and preachers, I know you've thought about this and wondered about this, and you think, well, I'll just give my own experience. I get to thinking, and now I absolutely despise the word magic. But it, you remember the old abracadabra thing? That was not a joke. Those are phony tongues. Were magic people and witchcraft and witches and warlocks and all that bunch. I mean, bless their hearts. They're on the dark side. They don't know. But they've got something going on inside them. They've got a desire to see this thing work. They've got a desire to see these spiritual things work. For they have a desire to see magic happen. And they're hunting for words to make it work. Just natural words don't work. Natural praying most of the time don't work. This is the reason. Think about it, particularly those of you that have been around a while. Now, Satan has fought healing, and of course he's fought financial prosperity, because that's really the only tool he has. If he can control the money, he can control most of the Christians. Some of us he can't, but you know. Amen. And the love of money is the root of all evil, and that's his job. Not money, the love of it.
That's right.
And there's people commit that sin, hadn't got $50. Yeah. There's people that commit that sin, it got $1 billion. Satan is no respecter of persons when it comes to that. Hallelujah. Now, I felt like words. Oh my. Words. You've heard me pray this. Give us words that move heaven on the earth. Words. Well, we've got the Bible. I know. But even reading all the entire Bible, if you're reading it with your carnal mind, it's not working in the Spirit. God is in a position where He has to have someone to ask Him to do something before He can just come into this earth and do it. Now, like I said, that really disturbs religious people. Well, God is sovereign. Yeah, but He has sovereignly said certain things.
That's right.
Did you ever notice this? Jesus said in the 18th chapter of Matthew, talking about the prayer of agreement, He said, whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven.
Exactly.
Earth is first.
He's
already taken care of His part. He's looking for a partner.
Right, right.
Whatsoever you loose on earth, whatever you loose on your side, I loose from my side, He said. But we have to move first. And we need more than just our mental praying to get there. Praise God. And the more I see it, and the more I studied it, and the more I'm looking at it, even from through new eyes in just recent days, I'm telling you, I'm seeing where to God, other than the new birth, praying, singing, praising in tongues is the most important thing any born again believer can do. It's vital to our life and God's. So, let's look. Now, you shall receive power. But now, how do you release the power? By faith. How do you release faith? In words. And it doesn't say anything about just natural words. Whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them, as long as you're praying in a language you can understand, right? No, He didn't say that. So when you're praying in the Spirit, praying in a language you haven't learned, well, believe you receive while you're praying in that language. You're speaking a mystery to God, not unto men, but unto God.
Amen.
Amen. The Weymouth translation says you're speaking divine secrets. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, there are secrets. That's my mystery. I believe I receive it while it's still a mystery. And I've learned to pray this. Lord Jesus, I minister to You today, praying in the Spirit. Use it. Use me. Use my faith. Give me utterance. Whatever you need, sir. You need something, ask. I don't know what it is. Well, put it in my mouth. Give it to me. I'll say it. Then I say, I receive that utterance by faith in the name of Jesus. I take it right now. I don't know what I'm going to say. I have to have faith for the next word. But then I have faith for the next word. Because He never leaves me nor forsakes me, and He never lets me down, Bill. Because He's way ahead of me. He's way ahead of me. Now, liken this to your own children. How many of you have children or had children? You know exactly what I'm talking about. Your child doesn't really care whether you understand it or not. Particularly when they're little. I remember when John and Kelly were little, I'd say, Gloria, what did she say? And Gloria knew what she said. I couldn't understand a word of it, but Gloria could. And then I thought, well, when John comes, I'll be able to understand. Well, I couldn't understand him any better. Amen. He's in it. Well, just because I received the Holy Spirit of God and my prayer language, particularly when I first started, just because I was 30 years old, but I was just a 3-month-old baby in the Lord. I don't care if you've been born again 50 years, you're still a child of Him. Amen. You're still His child. And He understands every word you're thinking, every word you're saying. I don't care what kind of language it's in. Even though I speak with the tongue of men and angels, there's no such thing as a language that He doesn't know. You know why? He invented them all. Thank you, Lord. But now somebody that's operating in faith and somebody that's operating in the love of God, and you give yourself as an intercessor, and you say, oh, Jesus, use me. Okay, get out of your natural language then and give me something I can use. I got a deal over here that I need somebody to ask me about, and you don't have any business knowing what it is, but I need your voice. I need your faith. Yes. Now say something. Thank you very much, Kenneth. I can take care of that now. It may be something in your life. It may be something in your life. There may be some situation that He's trying to get through on and in your life, financially or healing or something like that. He's trying to get through in your life and you're not catching it. You're not getting it. So if you just give yourself to Him and praying in the Holy Spirit, then He can get through there. And with particularly if you say, now, Father, I believe I received the interpretation of that according to the 14th chapter of the 1 Corinthians. I believe I received that so that my mind's fruitful, praise God. And I receive my edification that you promised me when I'm praying in tongues. And I thank you for that. And I praise you, praise God. I believe I received while it's still a mystery.
Have you ever wondered how to receive specific direction?
Trying to make decisions and living life, and especially when you're getting to the 18, it's like, what do I do? Do I go to college? Do I move out? Do I stay at home? And you're going through those motions. It's taking a step back from the situation and just looking within and just saying, do I have peace? And that's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit guiding you and saying, like, this is what you're supposed to do. And it isn't something like, oh, I shook and I felt this. It's just having the peace of this is what I'm supposed to do.
And I just love that element of praying in tongues because we don't always know what to do. We don't always know what to pray or how to pray. Like Romans 8:26 says, I don't know how to pray, but I'm just praying in tongues. Just pray in tongues until I get an answer.
What questions do you have about your future? Where do you go to get the answers you need for your daily life and your circumstances? In the Hearing from Heaven package, learn how you can receive clear direction from the Lord about your life's journey. Gloria Copeland shares the steps she took to hear from God in her book, Hearing from Heaven. She shares personal, practical, and powerful insights about how she made important decisions concerning her family and ministry. You too can hear from God about your life. God's Will is the Holy Spirit, another book by Gloria Copeland, explains why you should and can be filled with the Holy Spirit. God's plan is for you to be led and empowered by the Holy Spirit every day. The Word of God says that He's your comforter, teacher, and guide, and knows the best path for you to take. Get answers for your life straight from the heart of God. Hear from heaven, stay on course, and live in faith and the power of the Holy Spirit.
Request your free offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. These resources will help guide you in further understanding God's Word. Go to kcm.org/tvspecial or call us 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Be sure to request your free offer today.
Being filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues is the most important thing you've ever done other than being born again. Now, I know that is a huge statement that Brother Copeland made today, but think about it. Think about what life would look like if you had God's ability and God's power to do His work in the earth. Well, that's what you have when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And there's so much that the Word of God has to say about this, so much to learn on this topic, and we want to help you grow in it. This Hearing from Heaven package that we're making available to you includes the Hearing from Heaven book and the mini book by Gloria Copeland called God's Will is the Holy Spirit. And we want you to learn what the Scripture has to say about receiving the Holy Spirit and releasing His power into your life. And you can overcome whatever it is that's holding you back right now. I don't care if it's addiction. I don't care if it's sickness or some kind of emotional pain. You can find out how to receive God's empowerment to walk this life in victory, how to walk in obedience so you can fulfill His good plans for your life. So order your free package today at kcm.org. Now listen, the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign is just around the corner. It's not too late to come get into this meeting November 7th through the 9th. Just get yourself in a Holy Spirit-saturated atmosphere and hear the preaching of the Word of God. Step into this atmosphere where God is being worshiped and praised and the Word's being preached, and watch the Word go to work in your life. Watch His Word do in you what only His Word can do. Amen. For more information about this meeting, go to kcm.org. We look forward to seeing you again next week. Until then, remember that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
For a free copy of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download, visit our website, kcm.org.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. November 7th through the 9th, join us at our nation's capital for the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia, USA. Join us December 31st to ring in the new year at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas, USA. April 2nd through the 4th, Kenneth Copeland welcomes you to the 2020 Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri, USA. For more information, visit kcm.org/events.